from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A woman blew herself up and a suspected jihadist was killed during a huge police assault in Paris Wednesday, targeting the suspected mastermind of last week's attack on the Capitol. Gunfire and explosions rocked the Saint-Denis area north of the Capitol near the Stade de France Stadium, where before dawn, terrified residents were evacuated or told to stay in their homes. Authorities arrested seven people, while five police officers suffered minor injuries in the operation, which turned into a seven-hour standoff between security forces and a group of people holed up in an apartment. This comes as 129 fatalities in last week's Paris attacks have now been identified. However, dozens of other casualties remain in critical condition, according to a statement from the French cabinet Wednesday. Before leaving Paris Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the IS group, which claim responsibility for the attacks, will feel even greater pressure in the coming weeks. He spoke to staff at the U.S. Embassy.
We have been at war with these guys since last year. President Obama said that very clearly. And every single country, not just in the region, but around the world, is opposed to what they are doing to the norms of human behavior and the standards by which we try to live.
Meanwhile, two Air France flights bound for Paris from the United States were diverted Tuesday, landing safely after anonymous bomb threats. Police fired tear gas at dozens of Greek farmers in Athens who pelted them with oranges and tried to storm Parliament during a protest against planned tax increases Wednesday. Greek farmers have long benefited from subsidies and tax breaks and have been shielded from successive government snods.